بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. فعن ثوبان رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: وإنما أخاف على أمتي الأئمة المضلين، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه أبو داود. سيدنا ثوبان رضي الله عنه narrates that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the only thing I fear for my ummah is misguiding leaders who misguide others. Now this statement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually part of a lengthy hadith. And in the lengthy hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins by describing, in short, the progresses of his ummah, that his ummah deen will spread. And after discussing the progress and the elevation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts describing the decline. Then afterwards this will happen and this will happen and this will happen. And because of this reason, this issue will happen. Because of this reason, this will happen. And in that, whilst describing the decline, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this sentence, that the only thing I fear for my ummah is leaders who misguide others. Now, the first thing is, there is a question here, which is that in other ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned other things that he feared for his ummah. But in this hadith, he's saying that this is the only thing I fear. So the reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word only here is that he was trying to tell us that this is such a great fear I have for my ummah, that compared to this fear, the other fears I have are like zero. That this is the biggest fear. That when I look at this fear, it seems like this is the only fear I have for my ummah. So now the question is, why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fear this so much for his ummah? He was so worried about this. Two reasons. Number one is that an ordinary person who doesn't have a following, who people don't look up to, who people don't see as a guide, as a leader, goes astray. That is one person who has gone astray. But when a leader goes astray, a large group of people, eyes closed, will follow him. So one person going astray does not result in significant harm for the ummah. A leader goes astray results in an entire section of the ummah going astray. Depending on, he is following 10 people, 50 people, 100 people, thousands of people can go astray in a few moments. Number one. And number two, which is a finer point but a very important point for you and I. And let me explain this through an example. Let's take the example, for example, of the command of Allah Ta'ala that listening to music is forbidden. By way of example, but you can apply this to any command. So, if there is a person who doesn't follow this command of Allah, he is weak, but he knows that this is a command of Allah. He knows that, you know, listening to music is forbidden. But he's not doing it. Then, even though he's not doing it, he'll realize that I'm doing something wrong. Maybe when Ramadan comes around, when other times come around, he will seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala as well. Maybe when the white hairs start coming, then he will get the tawfiq to repent as well. But if he has a wrong leader, and if that leader tells him that, you know what, it's fine to listen to music, it's not impermissible. Now the door of changing that habit is closed. Even if he becomes very practicing, in every other aspect, he thinks music is permissible, why is he going to stay away from it? So the moment a person becomes misguided in this manner, he finds someone who gives him wrong information about deen, then his deen is in danger. It doesn't matter how much he tries to practice, his deen is in danger. Now, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% khair. And the times after that as well were full of khair. In those times, eyes closed, if you chose someone as a guide, chances were you would hit the mark. It was unlikely that you would find someone who is going to misguide you instead of guiding you. But as we go further away from that blessed era, and we go closer to the era of the Day of Judgment, the conditions are changing. And this is a reality, and we need to accept that reality. There was a time when the advice would be given that, you know what, find an alim and stick to him. Now the advice has changed. Now the advice is, find an alim and make sure he is guiding you correctly. So now the question is, how is an ordinary person going to judge regarding someone else regarding an alim or someone that he's guiding me correctly? You don't have the expertise, how are you going to judge? Very simple, two things. Number one, make dua. That is the most important. Make dua that Allah keep me guided correctly. Allah save me from fitna. And number two, Allah Ta'ala has placed a radar within every person. But Allah Ta'ala knew that this was a need until the day of judgment to make sure that your guide is correct. That means within every person, Allah Ta'ala has placed the tools and the ability to find the correct guide and to differentiate between an incorrect and correct guide. But you will need to use that radar. You find someone as a guide who you don't even know who it is. Maybe that person is an online sensation or very famous, but you don't know who he is. You don't know where he studied. You haven't ever had a chance to look at his life. Is he practicing? Is he not practicing? All you've heard is this clip of his or this bayan of his. Not good enough. No. Find the person you know, number one, who you can see. And then actually look at him. Is he practicing? Is he practicing? If someone who you have chosen your guide is not practicing, how can you expect he will guide you to practice? That is foolish. No, he must be practicing himself. That's why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, another sahabi narrates that he was having a conversation with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told him that, do you know how Islam will be destroyed? What are the things that will destroy Islam? He used the word demolish. What are the things that will demolish Islam? The other sahabi said, no, please do tell me. So Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned three things. And number one on the list was Zallatul Alim. An alim slips. The person who is deemed a guide, he slips in matters of deen. He goes away from practice. He starts following his desires. That is the same thing will happen to his following. So you and I, in this era of fitna, let us be very precautious. I mentioned yesterday as well, that leave what is doubtful for what is not doubtful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself and thereafter all of the topic to practice upon this. Ameen wa khayyam.